Well, hello.
Good morning.
It would help if you had your microphone.
I know, I wasn't even paying attention. I was about to say good morning and no one would have heard me.
Ah, shit. Microphone.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Where am I?
I don't know. No idea where we're at.
None whatsoever.
No. Man. It's like I want to lean back.
Yeah.
But I don't because, yep, that's what that does. We'll figure it out.
So we've got one chair at work that I just absolutely love. It's partially broken.
Well, that's probably why it's so good.
Exactly. And it's literally my favorite chair. It leans back just enough.
But not too much.
Not too much. It's kind of soft, but sturdy as well. I don't know. Anyway, reason I bring that up, you mentioned leaning back. They talked about getting new chairs at work. And if that happens, I'm going to hide this chair.
Oh, definitely.
And then bring it back out.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want them to take it.
Yeah, I would highly recommend doing that. I'm
going to.
Oh, well.
Oh, hot.
Well, yeah, it's in your Yeti.
Oh, my goodness. It still hasn't cooled. I made this cup like 25 minutes ago.
I know, but that thing will keep it warmer for 4 hours.
It will, especially because it's the limited edition.
I don't know if we can call that limited edition really anymore.
I know, and I'm kind of frustrated about it. Actually,
I'm not, though. I'm not.
I'm not because I love it. But so I have this in a different model,
yeah.
This cup, and that was the limited edition. This is different.
Yeah.
The print's a little off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll send you a comparison pic when I get home, but it's different.
Interesting.
So Yeti came out. This is a not sponsored ad. You know, they keep trying to sponsor us. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have the time to reply to the email. And so the limited edition camo print that Yeti came out with once a year for X amount of years prior, myself and a few other coworkers were lucky enough to get it. And then Yeti came out with their camo print saying that it's essentially no longer limited edition. But I didn't pay attention to that when I first got it. And yeah. Then I was washing dishes the other day and I go, wait a minute. Those are completely different.
Yeah, because I have that same cup in when we bought the limited edition.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so actually, then we can just, when we go back downstairs, we can take a look.
Yeah.
It's different.
Interesting.
Yeah, if I recall, it's lighter. Lighter in color.
I like it. I like that deck camo.
No, same. I do as well. And, you know, Yeti, maybe I'll respond to your email here.
Maybe, yeah.
We'll see if I got time.
Well, welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. My name is Chris.
And my name is Sean. What are you drinking over there?
It's...
Because I heard you say, ooh, I'll try this.
Yeah.
And you took it out of the fridge.
So it's called Joy Burst.
Okay.
It is a protein coffee
drink.
Coworker at work had them.
Okay.
And so I usually get the Premier Proteins.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally I'll get a case of their coffee latte.
Yeah.
One.
Does that actually have caffeine in it? Or is it just...
Yeah, it's only like a cup of coffee, though.
Okay.
So... Probably this. It doesn't specifically say on the container how many it has, how many milligrams of caffeine, but it just says like a cup of coffee, which is usually about
40 or 50.
No, about 70.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 70 to 75. I drink that the Kirkland cold brew.
Yeah.
Usually in the morning, and that has 225.
Okay.
But I saw these, and so I asked the coworker. I'm like, "How do you like it?" And he goes, "Take one." So I took one, and I forgot to put it in the refrigerator, and then I put it in the refrigerator night and a half ago. Or
not. So this is the first time?
This is the first time. So this
Have
is,
you opened it?
I opened it already. It's good. It's good.
Now, I'm sorry if you said this and I wasn't paying attention. Is that a protein drink or a coffee drink or both?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Yeah. So another coworker said he didn't like these as much.
Mm-hmm.
He liked the Premier because the Premier is more of a latte type thing, and I'm more of a black coffee.
Black coffee.
This is not a cold brew.
Got
this
it.
Is a latte.
Yeah.
This is bougie as fuck.
So you like it, but wouldn't purchase it?
No, I'd purchase it. I would purchase it instead of the Premier ones that I get.
Oh, really?
I would say they're pretty much almost identical.
And those may be cheaper?
No, they're all going to be expensive. No okay. matter what. I think the most protein drinks are about, for a case at Costco, are about $30.
$30.
Yeah, yeah. $30 to $35. So if I saw these and they had the Premieres, I'd probably buy these. Because these are a little bit less sugary than the Premier.
Oh, that's good.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's still not a cold brew.
Okay.
It's not. But I like it. I actually like it a lot. So.
Good.
I would say it's better than the Premier, but not by much.
Got it. Okay.
I mean, if they had this in a Premier, I'd probably take this. But if okay. the Premier was know. Sitting there, I would just
drink Where do them. You buy those at?
Costco.
Okay.
Have you tried the sparkling proteins yet?
No, that sounds weird to me.
So I like it because you know me, and especially being addicted to caffeine mm-hmm. like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how I used to drink an energy drink every afternoon?
Yeah.
So lunchtime,
yeah.
I drink an energy drink.
Yep.
And I stopped because obviously it's not good for you. And,
yeah.
But they have these sparkling proteins. It's 30 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm.
It's raspberry lemonade flavor.
You lost me at raspberry, but continue.
Well, blue raspberry. Sorry.
Okay.
Blue raspberry.
Oh, lemonade. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it's a very similar to like an energy drink flavor.
Okay.
But there's no caffeine in it.
Oh.
It's 30 milligrams of protein. So you open it, you feel like you're drinking an energy drink.
Yeah, placebo effect.
But you're getting protein. So okay. I've been drinking one of those for lunchtime, especially at work.
Yeah.
Almost every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of protein drinks, one that is probably one of the best ones on the market, and the gym that I go to sells them, and I bought one time, and I was like, God, this is exactly why I stopped drinking these. Isopure.
I love Isopures. They are...
They're amazing.
Yeah.
I can't get over the gritty...
Yeah.
That protein.
I love those.
Oh my gosh.
Those are some of the best protein drinks you can get. The thing that I hate about them is they are so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And the glass bottle.
I know. I don't understand the glass bottle because, you know, if you're working out or whatever and you take a sip and then you lightly toss it into your bag or onto mm-hmm. the ground, there goes that bottle.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. You would think over the years they would have thought, okay, you know what? Let's cut cost.
Exactly. The cost of a mm-hmm. glass bottle has to be so expensive.
So much more expensive than a plastic bottle.
Yep.
Wow.
They probably own all their equipment for bottling. And they're like, why would we spend money on this? We're just going to let it roll.
Yep. Yeah. If their cost hasn't essentially changed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wow. Yep. Good point.
Or a can. Like, at this point, everything's going to a can.
Yep.
Just get a can. I mean, these are cool. These are all right, but these can't stack, right?
Correct.
But either can the isopures. I mean,
yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I like these containers. These cardboard with the screw top yep. drinks.
Yeah, those are nice.
They're just simple. Like, mm-hmm. and I don't know.
And you're a simple guy.
Pretty much, yeah.
I like it.
As we both take a sip.
Mine's still hot as shit.
Well, right,
what are we talking about today?
So
I threw an idea and then you clap back with something else.
Yeah. So I have a series of questions.
Ooh.
And I know you love these.
I do.
And so I wanted to go through and get your opinions on these.
Okay. Shoot.
Some of it's a little trivia based.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
But I have quite a few on here. So,
okay.
You want to jump in right to the first one?
Let's shoot.
Do you prefer the spicy or non-spicy versions? This is how we're going to start.
Of what?
So I have three different things.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you, and you're going to tell me if you like it, prefer it spicy or non-spicy.
Oh man. Shoot.
Chicken wings.
Fried or grilled?
Either way. It doesn't matter.
Spicy.
Spicy. Okay.
Oh, that's tough.
It's a tough one.
Because I really enjoy, gosh darn you, Chris.
That's why I love these.
I would, Because I like plain as well. I'm going to go spicy.
See, I'm going to go non-spicy
yep.
on this. I do like spice with them, like an Asian zing. Like, yep. But I like but like an Asian flavoring, like a teriyaki style.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really, like, you can throw a little bit of spice if you really yeah. want to, but it doesn't need it.
Correct.
So
that's a good point.
Or a barbecue. You could do yep. a barbecue one.
Yep.
Same thing.
Lemon pepper,
oh. Parmesan garlic. There's yep. a lot of options.
Yeah, there is.
That are not spicy.
Gosh darn it. I'm going to stick to my roots. I'm going spicy.
Okay. I had a feeling you would. This one, I mean, I was never a big fan of them anyways.
Okay.
Especially currently, I don't drink them anymore.
Okay.
Margarita.
No. All the way around, no.
Okay.
So. Okay, if I had to pick one, I'd go original.
So non-spicy.
Yeah, non-spicy.
How about keeping in the same realm of this? This isn't on here. Bloody Mary. Because you used to be a more
yeah, Bloody Mary. Yeah, Bloody Mary. I would go spicy. And by spicy, I mean adding a couple shakes of Tabasco.
Okay.
Nothing super crazy. But if I had the choice of how I would make a Bloody Mary, I would go spice.
Okay. Salsa or queso?
Well, that's a stupid question. I'm going to go queso.
Okay.
Because...
queso, do you want it spicy or not spicy?
Spicy.
Spicy? Like, are we talking like... hot or like a medium spice?
We're talking medium. Okay. And when you said queso, what popped into my head was the smoked tinfoil Pyrex of goodness.
Okay.
So we're talking Velveeta cheese. We're talking pepper jack, another melting cheese, jalapenos, hatch green chilies. If you were to put some type of meat in it. I'm going spicy.
Okay.
Maybe a couple jalapenos. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So spicy for all of them.
Yep.
All right. That was done with that one.
Okay. So no more spice.
Yeah, that's simple. So this one, can you name the 5 foods that expire the quickest?
Oh, man. Milk.
Nope, not on the top 5.
Not on the top 5. Yogurt.
Not on the top 5 either.
What?
Yeah.
Let's go a protein.
But proteins would be a good option here. There's actually 2 proteins on the list.
Is one of them a meat?
Well, both of them are proteins, so they're, yes, both meats.
Oh, that was a dumb question. So let's go like ground beef.
The ground beef's not on there, but stay in the realm of beef, chicken, turkey, but it's specifically
ground turkey.
No. Think of something that you would have for lunch.
Deli meat.
Sliced deli meat is the number one answer.
Really?
Yep, expires the quickest.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Sticking on the protein side of things, think of something like if you go into like a, like an Asian food market, what smells do you smell?
Fish.
Fish, number 5.
Number 5.
Yeah.
Okay, deli meat and fish.
Yep. So deli meat's number 1, fish is number 5. Go the vegetable route, I would say, would be the next way.
Bell pepper.
Nope. Don't go so
okay.
I'll keep that. Bell pepper, it's cut fruits and vegetables is number 2. So any cut fruit and vegetable, so you cut that bell pepper up, it's going to start expiring.
You know what's interesting about that, kind of a tangent side note on bell pepper? I'd say over the last month and a half have made pasta carbonara.
Okay.
And every week... we go grocery shopping roughly the same time every week. It's either a Saturday or Sunday for the following week. And every week, that we have had pasta carbonara on the menu, I've had to go rebuy a bell pepper. And it doesn't matter where it's from. These bell peppers go bad within 3-4 days.
Wow.
So
you got to buy your bell peppers from Costco.
We've done that.
And they still went?
They still went bad.
Oh, dude. The Costco, I bought a pack of Costco bell peppers, 6 of them.
Yeah.
They lasted a month.
Okay, well, let me backtrack then. Is that the only way that you could buy bell peppers at Costco?
You could buy the minis, too. I usually buy the minis.
Okay, she hasn't come home with a 6-pack then, so maybe we haven't done Costco.
Yeah, Costco produce lasts a long time. And now, do you put them in the refrigerator or not? That makes a difference, too.
No, they usually sit by the outside of the fruit basket.
Yeah, so I would put them in the refrigerator.
Okay.
It'll last longer.
Okay.
So.
All right, so cut veggies.
Yeah, cut fruit and veggies is number 2. There's another vegetable on here that goes with your lunch theme when you're eating your sandwich.
Lettuce.
Lettuce is number 4.
You know, I've had good luck with lettuce.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just use it often because I use a lot of lettuce when we do tacos.
Yeah.
For some reason, I've had a craving, and I'll actually cut the lettuce up, put it on a small plate, and throw it in the freezer.
Okay, yep.
To make it nice and cold so there's a little bit more of a crunch, different texture going on in the taco.
I did that last week. I completely agree with you.
It's so good.
Yeah. Number 3 on the list is probably going to be surprising you. It's actually a cooked item you usually eat with Asian food.
Cooked item with Asian food, rice.
Cooked rice is number 3.
Yeah.
That surprises me a little bit.
It does surprise me. You know, one thing that I actually think is better a couple days later is fried rice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if it expires the fastest, but in order to make good fried rice, you need day-old rice.
Yeah, but I wonder with all of the additives that you're putting into it, like, you know, if you're doing fresh veggies and eggs and the soy sauce or sauce in general. I wonder if that helps prolong it.
I don't know. I mean,
because I've eaten 4-day-old fried rice, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So
that's a good list. Yeah. I had no idea.
Neither did I. And I thought the same thing, like when you said, like, oh, milk expires super fast.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I get it. Deli meat definitely expires a lot faster.
And I can't tell you how many times I've complained about throwing out deli meat.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good fun fact for the day.
Okay.
Next. Do you have a pen over there for your phone?
No, it is. So have you heard of Just Bids yet?
Yes.
Okay.
From a very close friend of mine.
Yeah. So I bought a mystery box.
Okay.
I bought one of the mystery boxes that said, this is worth $500.
Yeah.
And I spent $8 for the $500 value box. Okay. So it was like an unboxing. It was like this thing. Like, and you know, most of the stuff is probably going to be junk anyways. I just wanted to do it just to be funny.
Yeah.
And it had this pen. And I thought it was like a stylus for like a
iPad or
iPad and all that. No, I think it's a one of those like stress relievers.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work on my laptop or on my phone to make it. I mean, it has more of a point anyways.
Yeah.
But it has the clicker. So I think it's more like a stress toy or a fidget toy.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it was part of it. And so I'm like, oh, I'll keep it.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it came with this thing that was a USB-C that gives you a regular USB, HDMI cable, like it's a
converter.
Yeah. I got that in there. I got a box of gloves. I got my money's worth 100%.
Okay.
We also threw out half the box.
Yeah.
But, I will say I got my money's worth on it. I thought it was worth it.
Okay.
It, just unboxing it was fun. So
the way that you said, I thought it was worth it, tells me that
your
better half said, you're an idiot.
When I told her I bought it, yes. But then when we unboxed it, she's like, this was actually pretty cool.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah. Kay. So. Okay. Next category here. Guess the fast food restaurant based on their fries. So I'm going to show you pictures here, and I'm going to zoom in.
I'm going to nail this. And if I get it wrong, I have to give up my fat guy card.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how the best way to do this. Okay.
In and out.
So first pitcher is in and out. Yep. Correct.
I just because I eat there once a week. Those are McDonald's.
There, and there's a little bit of distance between us for people to know. Next one is McDonald's.
Good thing I had my glasses on
today. Yeah, I didn't even, I forgot about this one.
Jack in the Box.
A thicker fry? You are incorrect.
Let me take another guess.
Yeah.
Burger King.
Burger King is correct.
God, I'm fat.
It was only three of them, so that's, I think that was.
Like, okay. And, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. On to the next. Sean's fat. He knows his French fries.
Wow. Well done, actually, on Thank all
you.
Those.
Thank you. You know, I need to tell you something about In-N-Out. I have found a new way that I like my fries. Light well? Yep.
What, they keep it in 30 seconds longer?
So, obviously, you can order your fries well done
at
In-N-Out.
That's usually what we do.
I would assume that they've got, I mean, I don't, I'm throwing random numbers out here because I don't know. Let's say they put the fries in the fryer and the fries are down for 4 minutes. Someone wants them well done. They're down for 4 minutes and 42 seconds. My assumption is they take the difference of the 4 minutes and four minutes and 42 seconds and break it in half. And then there's your...
Interesting.
That's my guess.
Okay.
But yeah, light well.
I like mine with cheese on top. Just cheese.
Oh, God.
Melted cheese.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I've never...
Have you... You've done the animal fries.
I was just going to say I haven't, but I probably have. I don't recall, though.
So, animal fries are good, but the sauce really makes everything soggy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just do cheese fries and then ask for the sauce on side, you just dip it in the sauce. It's the same thing.
You know what would be really good? This is a total fat kid thing to say, so I have the ability to say it. If you did a little bit of fry, cheese, oh, and then have them put it in.
Well, what you do is you order like a animal fry or a cheese fry and then order a Flying Dutchman.
Mm-hmm.
Cut up the Flying Dutchman and throw it on the fries. And there's your In-N-Out carne asada fries.
That was more fat than me knowing fries off a picture and brilliant at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So if you want like a carne asada fry at In-N-Out, but because you want something different, that's the way to do it.
I'm going to do that next week.
Yeah. Try it.
God, that's tough because I love their buns.
And yeah, that's the thing. You're not going to get the bun.
Well, I could do, because I always order two hamburgers. So I could do one of them just as the Flying Dutchman and make the fry carne asada fries. And
I would do it. I would do it with just cheese fries.
Okay.
And then do it that way and then just add your own sauce.
Okay. So what you're saying is Flying Dutchman and then cheese fries.
Yep.
And then chop-a-dop-a-dop and go from there.
And then for you, because you like the peppers too, throw the peppers in on it, right?
Oh.
And then take the sauce, their secret sauce or their special sauce, ask for a side of, you know, a couple sides of that, and then drizzle it over the top yourself.
Oh, my God, Christopher. Okay, mind blown.
I need pictures.
Well, we should just plan it and hopefully be able to go together.
We could...
Possibly do that.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That would be that'd be good.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's now why I'm here. Want In-N-Out.
I know. I
would darn it.
I'd devour it right now. So before we get into this next segment, Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler? Who do you prefer?
Adam Sandler.
Okay. We're gonna go compare their movies.
Okay.
And you can't compare who the person now.
Okay.
You have to compare which movie you liked better.
Okay.
Okay. Billy Madison or Step Brothers?
Billy Madison.
Okay. I would agree with you on that one. Happy Gilmore or Anchorman?
I'm going to give my answer and then I'll tell you why. I'm going to go Happy Gilmore. Anchorman was good, but it was just way too cheesy for a repeat.
We're just only talking about the original here.
No. I'm talking about rewatching it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like sequels. I've got like three movies that I think are appropriate for sequels, and that's it.
I thought Anchorman was hilarious, but I agree with you. Happy Gilmore is better.
I could, if you were to say, hey, let's go downstairs and rewatch them, I'd say I'm good off Anchorman. Let's just watch Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Okay, so Sandler has two.
It smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Yeah. Sandler has two. Ferrell has zero. Uncut Gems or Elf?
What was the first one?
Uncut Gems.
I've never seen that.
Either have I. Never seen it at all.
Well, I love Elf.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a solid.
Yeah. Based off the picture, I don't think it would win over Elf because Elf's a classic,
yeah,
in my opinion. Yeah. So, Sandler 2, Ferrell 1. The Waterboy or Talladega Nights?
Talladega Nights.
Oh,
see, I liked the kids in the
movie. Oh yeah,
the kids were good. Totally inappropriate, but good.
Yeah, what was it? Texas Ranger and what was the other kid's name? I love when it's so inappropriate, but when they're talking to the grandpa, Chip, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yep. I like Talladega Nights, but Waterboy to me is probably one of my all-time favorite movies.
Okay.
So I have to say Waterboy. Okay. Just because,
yeah,
you know, Mama says alligators are aggressive because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
Yep. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so for you, Sandler and Ferrell are tied right now.
Okay.
We got a couple more. So 51st Dates or Old School?
51st Dates.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That surprises me. It's a good movie, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. It just... I guess his dedication.
Yeah.
His dedication to push through.
And my dedication, I agree with the dedication, but for my boy Blue.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. You're my boy Blue.
I see it.
Okay. Don't Mess with the Zohan or Blades of Glory.
I've never seen either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. They're both hilarious.
So you got to answer that one.
I would go Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Okay.
So he's like a Israeli special forces guy,
mm-hmm,
that gets caught up and he has to hide out, but he's always wanted to do hair.
Okay.
So he's like supposed to be this badass that, you have to watch it.
Okay.
It's good.
All right. I'll put it on the list. Oops. Sorry, guys.
Okay. We got quite a bit more. Okay. Big Daddy or Kicking and Screaming?
I've never seen Kicking and Screaming.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. You have homework.
Kicking and Screaming.
You have homework, and you need to watch it with your son.
Okay. I'll do that tonight. Because we're doing movie night tonight.
Yes. You and your son have to watch it tonight. You both are going to fucking love it.
Kicking and Screaming.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Is The Rock in this one?
No.
Okay, then, yeah, but, for sure. I don't know what I'm thinking of, but no, I have not seen this.
Ditka is in it. The former head coach for the Bears.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And it's a soccer movie.
Kicking and Screaming.
It's a soccer movie.
And it's Will Ferrell?
It's Will Ferrell. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Really? Okay.
Oh, you have to watch it tonight.
Okay.
And we are talking tomorrow because
it is.
I am shocked.
Yeah.
Especially with your son.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh, he's
gonna... Is it appropriate enough for everyone to watch it?
Oh yeah, everyone can watch it. Right. I think it's a PG movie, but there's some things that are going to be way over the kids' heads.
Yeah,
but there's going to be some things that, like, you'll laugh hysterically. Your son will probably get some of it, but I don't want to ruin any of it.
Yeah, don't.
There's so many just like one-liners from it that, oh God, it's great.
All right, I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Grown Ups or The Other Guys?
Ooh, Marky Mark. I'm gonna go the other guys.
See, I'm going Grown Ups on this one. Okay. And I will go Grown Ups 2 would beat the other guys too.
Okay.
I think Sandler, that's one of his greatest.
Yeah.
It's just because the crew. It's the whole crew.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean he brings along all his friends.
Well, did you hear after Grown Ups 2 what he did? Because he owns the production company.
Okay.
So he makes buku bucks off the production company. Yeah. But he, as a gift, bought all the main guys Maseratis.
I did. I do recall that. And there was one actor, and I don't remember who it was, but I remember seeing this. It was on YouTube. And whoever that actor was, the shipping company shows up to drop off the Maserati.
Yeah.
And calls Adam Sandler's like, dude, what's going on here? And he's like, oh, you know, it's a thank you gift, whatever. And he's like, I don't want a Maserati. What are you talking about?
I think it was Chris Rock called Spade, David Spade, and was like, dude, or no, it was David Spade that called. No, I think it was Chris Rock. It was like, bro, Sandler sent me his car to keep at my house.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my goodness.
And he's like, dude, no, he didn't. That's like a gift for you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty funny. So, okay. The Wedding Singer or Semi-Pro? I don't even know where the score is at, by the way.
Completely lost it. I feel like I'm more Will Ferrell now.
Yeah.
I would say, what were the options?
The Wedding Singer or Semi-Pro?
I've never seen Semi-Pro, so The Wedding Singer.
Okay. Last one. Click or Land of the Lost?
I've never seen either.
I would say Click. I've seen both. Click was pretty good.
Click was like the
Click
TV.
Click is a lot older, yeah, where he goes into Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah, and went to the Beyond section. This was Adam Sandler?
That's Sandler, yeah.
Okay, it's been probably, I mean, I don't know how long that movie's been out, but I think I recall seeing it like when it first came out.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Probably 25 years
ago. I was going to say, that's an old movie.
It's an older movie. A lot of the movies on here are a lot older than the ones compared to Will Ferrell's.
Yeah.
But I will say, Kicking and Screaming, you're gonna
I'm in. We're gonna do movie night tonight, and that'll be the one.
This is the thing that you're gonna love about it, is because I know your son plays soccer.
Yep.
You coach soccer.
Yep.
Just right there, you watching it are going to be like, you are the assistant coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Totally, it's going to make it so much better because I can see you do what he does.
Yeah.
Well,
so what's interesting about this is, so we're going to watch it tonight, and then we actually have a doubleheader this weekend, so we've got a game tomorrow morning at 9, I'll be able to make that one. So
it's going to just set up literally this weekend. You're going to love it because you're going to have some soccer today.
Yep.
You're going to watch that tonight, some soccer tomorrow. I will tell you right now, you will be going to the game tomorrow. You'll be happy. I don't want to talk it up too much.
But no.
You're going to enjoy it.
I'm in.
Shit, I might watch it tonight.
Yeah, we're going to do dinner, and then the kids wanted to do a sleepover in the playroom. So I said, let's double down and just do a movie night.
Yeah.
So
good movie.
All right. Kicking and Screaming.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Make
it a good one.
I know. I'm looking here.
Cause you're kind of ending on a good note. So you got to get one to get close to the Kicking and Screaming.
I don't think I can. That's the problem. We'll
pick the best one you think.
I mean, I got some things like,
Glock is better. We all know that.
No, we don't know that.
Except for one of mine that doesn't work.
I got things based off of states. I got what are the five countries that border the U.S.?
Let's not ask questions that I'm not going to know the answers to.
If you could use one condiment, what would you use on certain foods?
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Five foods that never expire.
Let's do the five foods that never expire, actually.
I think we could do that and the condiments. I think we have time. Okay, so let's go first off, which isn't going to beat the last segment in any way, just FYI. What are the five foods that will never expire? And I'll give you a clue. Twinkies are not on here.
You know, Twinkies used to be on that list, for sure.
Twinkies have always expired. Just people don't think they do.
Yeah. Just because they have a shelf life of 27 years doesn't mean they don't expire, guys. Five foods that never expire. I'm going to go honey.
Honey is number four.
I actually found that out from a friend of mine that I wouldn't say like he's a prepper by any means, but he's prepared.
Yeah.
You know, he's not like tinfoil hat type shit, but he's prepared. And he started stocking up on honey.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so
these five items would be good food items to keep around.
Dry. I don't even know if you'd call it milk, but dry milk.
No. Nope.
Dry. Okay. Freeze dried meats.
Nope. Still expire. You're on the right roll with dried
fruit.
Nope, not dried fruit. It's, think of a lentil. It's eaten in quite a bit of foods, but very prominent in Mexican food.
Lentil. Gosh. I have no idea.
Number five is dried beans.
Oh, okay.
So dried beans, number five, honey's number four. Think of...
I've got a dumb one that I want to throw out. Yeah. And I'm possibly going to sound dumb even saying this, but I've never thought of it. Does water expire?
Water does actually expire when it's bottled. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So with that being said,
you have to add additives and all that to make it last longer.
But is there an expiration date on a case of water you'd buy from the store?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I've seen expiration dates on water before. Usually the gallon jugs.
Okay.
I don't know about the individual bottles, but I have seen it on gallon jugs
before. I wonder how long that lasts.
It's quite a bit. Oh, and this is the thing. Do they put on there and does it really expire? Probably not. It probably lasts a lot longer what they put.
Yeah.
But there is at some point where it does degrade at some point. Because you got to think they add the filtering, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Think of a spice.
Simple. Salt.
Salt does not expire. That's number two.
You know, not that I'm a prepper. By any means, but some of these things, you'll have to send me a screenshot of this because this would be good to throw in a back closet somewhere.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Is there
another spice?
It's not a spice, but it is, it's in the same realm as salt, same color, same texture.
Flour.
No, but sweet.
Sugar.
Sugar is number three. I just sent it to you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't have my tone off there.
And so the last one, sorry, did you want to say something?
No, you're good.
And the last one is similar to the foods that most expire, but this one does not expire because it's not cooked yet. In Asian food. Well, it's in all foods, but Asian, very prominent.
Soy sauce.
Nope. Soy sauce is actually brewed. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a brewed beverage.
That's a fun fact for the day.
Yeah.
And interesting.
Don't ask me how I know all this stupid shit.
Yeah. This is you at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Down the rabbit hole.
On ChatGPT. By the way, I have to read you my LinkedIn bio that ChatGPT created me.
Yeah.
Based off my search history. I cannot say it on there.
Oh my goodness.
I will tell you though.
Okay. I have no idea.
White rice. So dried white rice does not expire.
Oh.
So the key thing I think with a lot of these is between the white rice, the salt, the sugar, and the beans, they will expire if they get any moisture, right?
Okay.
So think about like you've had salt that's clumped together, right?
Yeah.
Because it's gotten some kind of type of moisture.
Yeah.
All these, as long as they stay in a dry container, they will not expire.
Okay. Well, that makes me think that I need to have some type of storage.
Yeah. You need
nothing crazy.
No.
I'm not talking going spending $5,000 on dried goods.
No.
Okay.
But they're always good. Those
dried white rice.
Well, and think about it too. You could make a meal out of dried beans, white rice, and
well, the beans, you got the protein and carbs. You've got carbs from the rice.
And then the salt is your flavoring on
flavor.
That. Yeah.
The honey for sweetness and protein. I think there's protein in honey.
I don't know, actually. I don't know about that one. I don't disagree with you.
We're gonna end on this note. Hold on. Does honey have protein? 0.1 grams
oh, yeah.
per tablespoon.
So not much.
No. Okay, well, false news, guys. Yeah. Sorry. But the sugar aspect of it.
Yeah.
And the healing aspect of it as well.
Correct. Well, even the sickness. Like, you have a sore throat, you eat some honey.
Yeah. Right?
So there's a lot of...
That was one of the things that people, you know, when you type it into Google.
Yeah.
One of the things that pops up is honey good for a sore throat?
Yeah.
And yes, it is.
Correct.
That and tea.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's it.
This coffee is still hot as heck.
Perfect.
That was good. Thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate...
I love those questions.
No, they're great.
The movie ones to me are the best. Because, like, you know, you have your favorite actors and all that, but...
So...
That's a competitive list
between Sandler it is. And Ferrell. And I actually, either the next or the next couple episodes, I'm going to put together... And we're strictly going to do movies.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
I'm just throwing this out here. We'll do half actors comparing.
Okay.
And then we'll just do strictly movies.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Oh my gosh. Perfect. I'm so excited. Mark Wahlberg wins everything.
I don't know about that one.
Oh,
he lost the, you know, in my opinion, Grown Ups was a better movie.
Yeah. Okay, one flaw. All right.
Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on
all our social medias.
And a very special thank you to
Patreon.
Without you guys, we could not do this. We greatly appreciate you guys.
Hey, real quick, make sure you guys check out the YouTube shorts that Chris has put together. They've actually been... super legit. There was a couple just in the last few days. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I did change it a little bit too. I shortened them down a little bit because they were between 60 and 90 seconds, and I felt like that was getting a little too long.
So what did you do now?
Between 30 and 60 seconds.
Okay.
So not a huge difference. Some will be longer, but there could be some that will be shorter.
No, they're great. Yeah, they're great. I sent you a message the other morning.
Yeah.
There was one that kind of hit home. It was cool.
But they can be also seen on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
TikTok.
So, yep, all three. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye. Outro.